Welcome to The Connection, where humans and aliens converse, and where all the dots are connected. I'm Nancy of Zeta Talk, an emissary for aliens from Zeta Reticuli. They are here to warn of great cataclysms on Earth and advise how to survive this. The pending pole shift is not the end. Man will make his next leap forward to live a better time when aliens will live among us. Was Emanuel Velikovsky. He was a peer of Einstein, and they played chess together often. In fact, when Einstein died, he was in the process of reading his friend Velikovsky's book, Earth in Upheaval, as he was found sprawled over this book laid open on his desk when he died. Or perhaps there was something particularly upsetting in the book. Einstein was aware of periodic global cataclysms, the puzzle as to why they occurred, an issue he and Velikovsky debated, apparently. Einstein espoused Hapgood's sliding crust theory as an explanation for wandering poles, the only explanation that fit, stating this was the best explanation for what the Earth stands in evidence of. Sliding crust? Periodic cataclysms? If this sounds like pole shifts caused by the periodic passage of the planet of the crossing, also known as Nibiru, or Planet X, that's exactly what everyone was looking at and trying to puzzle out. Well, they weren't aware of Planet X at this time, but they knew from folklore that there was something to do with a passing object in the sky. So, they're trying their best and theorized perhaps Venus had gone wacko. During the era of Einstein and Velikovsky, knowledge of Planet X was not yet available. It was discovered in 1983 by NASA and JPL when they put up their infrared balloon and sighted it via infrared, the IRAS team. And this hit Washington Post front page in 1983 on December 31st of that year. It wasn't until Sitchin's translations of ancient Sumerian documents detailing their knowledge of the planet of the crossing, Nibiru, passing through every 3,600 years had been done, that the periodicity of 3,600 years made sense. Thus, Einstein and Velikovsky puzzled, looking at the evidence the Earth provided. And I quote from Zeta Talk on Velikovsky, written August 1995. Emanuel Velikovsky was a genius on par with Einstein, which is a fact seldom mentioned by his detractors. Both he and Einstein were star children, and indeed were friends who engaged in the type of friendly argument only two geniuses could engage in. Velikovsky's mission was to set mankind to thinking about the periodic cataclysms that have so dramatically left their mark on the Earth and human history. Like Einstein, he was berated for presenting what most of mankind does not want to think about, bad news. Mountains obviously thrown skyward under extreme pressure, the ruins of great civilization with no reason for demise, flash-frozen carcasses of healthy mastodons with no evident cause of death, all this is put over the wall and not dealt with. End of the quote. Was Velikovsky vilified? No pun intended, but he was indeed attacked. His books documented solid evidence of what the Earth herself says about periodic evidence, as well as folklore relating, including folklore from the Bible. But these were banned from libraries and schools. Ages and Chaos in his